In this bulletin, lockdown begins across the entire state of New South Wales as concern grows about COVID-19 spread in regional areas. The Taliban pushes closer to Kabul, and in sport, Paris Saint-Germain presents its newest recruit, star Lionel Messi, to raucous fans at the Parc des Princes Stadium. Good morning, Claire Slattery with SBS News. People across New South Wales are waking to the first full day of a statewide lockdown this morning. The lockdown was called yesterday afternoon after the daily press briefing when the Health Minister Brad Hazzard had said there was no intention to call a statewide lockdown. It came after the state reported a record 466 new local COVID infections, with case numbers increasing in several regional areas. The Deputy Premier, John Barilaro, has told Sky News the lockdown decision was made after new information became available.
We've got concerns in Dubbo with numbers around 26. There are another 14 in the Hunter region. We're also concerned around some surge surveillance that we've been looking at, and there seems to be a spread of that right across the regions, and where there are no known cases, and we know there is a real issue here. So what we want to do is make sure that we don't have a long lockdowns, and this is more of a precautionary decision that we've decided to go into a lockdown for 7 days only, and I'm confident that's all it'll be.
The Mayor of Dubbo, Stephen Lawrence, said the virus is hitting the region's Indigenous community, particularly young people in West Dubbo.
I'd like to send a message to the Aboriginal community, call upon all members to be advocates in your own community. If you're an Aboriginal person living in West Dubbo, for example, you can help by contacting your family and friends, especially people that you think might not be hearing these important public messages. Speak to your sons and daughters, speak to your nieces and nephews, speak to your cousins, speak to young people, speak to your family, explain to them the really urgent need to stay home.
Afghanistan's fourth largest city, Mazar-e-Sharif, has fallen to the Taliban after a multi-pronged assault launched by the insurgents. The Taliban has also captured all of Logar province just south of the capital, Kabul, and now controls about 23 of Afghanistan's 34 provinces. The United States State Department has released a statement saying the Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, has held talks with the Afghan President, Ashraf Ghani, about the urgency of ongoing diplomatic and political efforts to reduce the violence. During a televised address, President Ghani vowed not to give up on the achievements of the 20 years since the United States toppled the Taliban following the 9/11 attacks.
Our beloved country, Afghanistan, is facing a serious threat of insecurity due to an imposed war on us. I'm aware of the security situation all over Afghanistan. I express my condolences to the family of civilian and Afghan security forces members who have been martyred, and pray for the speedy recovery of the wounded victims.
There's been a 7.2 magnitude earthquake in the impoverished nation of Haiti. The epicenter of the quake was about 150 kilometres west of the capital, Port-au-Prince, and at least 227 people have been killed. The quake was felt as far away as Cuba and Jamaica, and videos posted to social media show collapsed buildings near the epicenter and people running into the streets. Prime Minister Ariel Henry has declared a one-month state of emergency for the whole country and has travelled to inspect the affected areas.
I will make an evaluation. We were told there is a lot of damage. People were dead in houses, hospitals, and infrastructures collapsed. I will check to see what can be done to organise assistance.
Thousands of people have again taken to the streets in France to protest against the country's recently introduced COVID-19 health pass. It's the fifth straight weekend of protests to denounce the pass that is now needed to enter French restaurants, bars and sports arenas, or use long-distance transport. The protests took place across the country, including Paris and Montpellier, Montpellier as France faces soaring numbers of new COVID infections. This man, Francis Corbin, joined the protests in Paris.
I think that first of all, we should help people to know about the pandemic, and we mustn't make them afraid because we're using it as a fear to have our freedom. So I think that's the thing that why we should change. We should make it more something to teach people than bring fear that if you don't do it, no more restaurants, no more family meetings, it's all restriction. So I think we should find a way how to bring freedom back than taking freedom from people.
In sport, New Zealand's All Blacks have defeated the Wallabies 33-25 in their Bledisloe Cup opener on Saturday night. In windy conditions, in front of a capacity crowd at Auckland's Eden Park Stadium, the hosts had the game in the bag before a late effort from the visitors. The result extends Australia's Eden Park losing streak, which began in 1986. The Wallabies have a week before a return to Eden Park for the second of three Bledisloe tests. And soccer team Paris Saint-Germain has presented its newest recruit, Lionel Messi, to raucous fans at the Parc des Princes Stadium. Messi was brought out ahead of the clash with Strasbourg, which Paris Saint-Germain won 4-2. Messi joined PSG this week on a 2-year contract after Barcelona said they could not afford to keep him because of La Liga's financial fair play rules. Messi was not named in the match squad after coach Maurizio Pochettino said that the 34-year-old is not yet fully fit, but he addressed fans before the game.
It has been a very special week for me. I want to thank all the people for the reception since I arrived in Paris. It has been incredible. I feel very happy, excited to be here.
And now for a look at today's weather. In Perth, it'll be sunny with an expected top of 22 degrees. Adelaide, sunny and 18. Melbourne, mostly sunny and 19. Hobart, showers and windy, 15. In Canberra, there'll be morning frost and fog, clearing to a sunny day, 15 degrees. In Wollongong and Sydney, it'll be sunny, 21. Newcastle, morning fog, then a sunny day, 23. Brisbane, partly cloudy and 25. Cairns, a shower or 2, 27, and in Darwin it'll be mostly sunny with a top of 34 degrees. That's SBS News.